Hello and welcome to Target Zero Hunger, a podcast that explores the food challenges and solutions of our time. I'm your host, Charlotte Lomas. Lake Turkana is the largest desert salt lake in the world. Situated in Kenya's northernmost region, the remote lake is rich in biodiversity and is a lifeline for the isolated communities there, whose economic opportunities are few and far between. But a local entrepreneur has come up with a novel idea to turn fish skins that would otherwise be discarded into profit. This Blue Growth Initiative is being supported by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO. FAO's Anaïs Otan has more.
Lake Turkana is the world's largest desert lake, which lies 550 kilometers north of Nairobi in Kenya. Its aquatic resources contribute to the livelihoods of over 300,000 people. But its arid soil and climatic conditions render most of its terrain unsuitable for growing crops, which is why locals are looking to fishing instead. The Nile perch is a species of freshwater fish commonly found in Lake Turkana. The catch is filleted and the flesh is sold onto the local market. Once filleted, the fish skins would normally be thrown away, that is, until now.
And Nile perch is quite interesting because it grows into big sizes. You get a fish that can grow as big as 4 feet up to 6 feet, mature fish.
In the city of Kitale, some 200 kilometers southwest of Lake Turkana, James Mbani runs a fish processing company called Victoria Foods. His business employs 300 locals to fish the Nile perch in Lake Turkana and turn it into leather. These workers, known as skinners, have become highly skilled at their jobs. One of them is 28-year-old Rosine Chinu.
First of all, we wash the fish skin at the factory. Afterwards, we weigh it to determine the amount of chemicals required for that weight. We then place the skins into a barrel at the tannery with the flesh side facing up, and we put the scaly side downwards. Then we pound it and leave it for 6 hours. After, we add more chemicals for the next step and wait for another hour. This hourly process is repeated 2 more times. Then we wash them, we add the color, and then we leave it for 6 more hours. Lastly, we add 1 more chemical to toughen the skin. And after 1 more hour, we wash and dry the skins on a wooden frame. Once they dry, they are ready for shipping.
And that's how the fish skin is turned into fish leather for fashion designers.
On Nile perch, again, it's very beautiful. And you can do a variety of finishing with that. So I think it's a very good fish to work with on fish leather.
Adding value to the fish is key. And it's the main goal of the Food and Agriculture Organization's Blue Growth Initiative. With support from the UN agency, Mbani's project is helping to build resilient coastal communities and maximize the potential of fisheries and aquaculture. Perch leather may be new to the fashion industry, but it is a strong contender. Fish skin not only absorbs color well, it's also the most robust type of leather after kangaroo, which means fish skin clothing and accessories are more durable and far lighter to wear than cow leather.
It's a lot of structure in the garment, which I like about it.
Okay.
And actually the variation in textures of this being matte.
Kenyan fashion designer Jamil Wolji created a special line of fish leather clothes and accessories.
I was inspired actually to take the challenge to create garments with it, infuse our local fabric, the lasso, together with the fish skin and the European materials. I wanted to bring out a combination that has never been done before, to bring out a totally new image and a new look to how we look at leather products.
It's no surprise that fish leather is gaining much attention in Kenya and abroad. After all, the fashion industry is one of the most polluting in the world, The environmental consequences of the industry are many and varied, which is why there is a growing demand for alternative fabrics and more sustainable approaches to the fashion industry. And it's not just the Nile perch. Other fish skins, like salmon, are also being saved from the trash. As the demand for fish leather increases and production methods improve, it's hoped this Blue Growth initiative can be replicated in Kenya and abroad.
That report by Anaïs Autant.